Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Some 25,000 health professionals are refusing to sign President Ramaphosa's health compact. That's according to MoneyWeb, which says they believe the compact's an attempt to lock in support for the National Health Insurance Act. Nine healthcare professional bodies are represented by the South Africa Healthcare Professionals Collaboration. Between them, they have 25,000 members. They say the compact is fundamentally biased and has been drafted in such a way that solidifies support for the NHI Act. They say they're not opposed to universal health coverage, but they don't believe the NHI is viable or a workable model for achieving that. Standard Bank has shelved its two-year-old talks with the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China to exit the two banks' UK-based joint venture. According to CEO Sim Tshabalala, the talks have faltered because ICBC is focusing on its domestic business. When the geopolitics of the world settle, said Tshabalala, we may then be in a position to have more detailed and direct conversation with our partners in respect of that sale. But in the short term, it's not feasible to think we'd be able to offload it. Meanwhile, the bank, Africa's largest by assets, has upped its interim dividend by 8% to R7.44. Standard Bank's top-performing subsidiary, Insurer Liberty, which has seen a 29% jump in earnings. Standard Bank's share up 6% at the bell. No such joy for Exxaro Resources, which has cut its interim dividend by almost a third. Exxaro's half-year profits were down 41% due to lower coal export prices, decreased domestic offtake, and increased logistics costs. Revenue was up 1% to 19 billion rand, but headline earnings per share dropped by 37% to 3.7 billion. Exxaro's biggest customer is Eskom. One positive note, Exxaro reckons that Transnet's poor performance has bottomed out. Transnet, of course, responsible for carrying much of Exxaro's coal exports to the Richards Bay coal terminal. Global markets have been given a boost by strong retail sales figures in the US. The JSE was no exception, closing last evening with both the All Share and Top 40 up just over 1%. London's FTSE up 0.8%. In New York, the Dow up 1.4%. The S&P 500 up 1.6%, the Nasdaq up 2.3%. Tokyo this morning up nearly 3%, Hong Kong up 1.7%, Sydney up 1.2%. The US dollar at 110 to the euro, the rand 17.99 to the greenback, 19.75 to the euro, 23.15 to sterling. Gold at 2,452, platinum 952, Bitcoin just under 57,900, and Brent crude oil just under $81 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.